This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole buckled to the National Rifle Association, but Congress stood firm. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, you saluted the National Rifle Association once too often. Fortunately, Congress saw through your tactic and rejected your indefensible attempt to weaken the laws on handgun control. It turned out that the NRA was representing the special interests of gun dealers, not the real interests of the nation's hunters and sportsmen. They persuaded you and the Republican Senate to vote for interstate sale of handguns, but the proposal outraged police groups and local law enforcement offices across the country, whose lives are on the line. The House of Representatives rejected that irresponsible idea, Bob. The Senate finally reversed itself, too, and even accepted tough new restrictions on machine guns and a tougher ban on imported handguns. I know you're a patsy for special interest, Bob, but when you crawled out on this NRA limb, the police chiefs sawed it off.
Ted, you have some nerve calling yourself pro-law enforcement. Your record on that issue is a disaster. You vote for more protection for lawbreakers and less protection for victims. You make it tougher to lock up criminals, and you tie police hands when it comes to making evidence stick in court. Ted, the provisions you're whining about passed the Senate last summer by a vote of 79 to 15. I voted for the bill, as did most Republicans and most of your Democratic colleagues. If the bill was so bad, then why were you a party to the agreement? What's more, the Senate did not reverse itself on machine gun restrictions and bans on imported handguns. We acted long before the House did. Here's the bottom line. A few weeks ago, the Senate passed a strong law enforcement bill supported by all major police groups. But it's hit a stone wall in the House. It's the liberals again, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. It looks like Ted's ready to buy a Marxist bill of goods in Nicaragua. Tune in on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.